The planned protest tagged "End Bad Governance in Nigeria" has been generating controversy across the country, making it the leading topic of political and security discussions. President Bola Tinubu had earlier pleaded with the organizers to give him more time and shelve the demonstrations. He spoke through the Minister for Information and National Orientation, Mohammed Idris.
The issue of the planned protest, Mr. President does not see any need for that. He's asked them to shove that plan. He's asked them to await government response to all their pleas. He has listened to them. So there's no need for strike. The young people out there should listen to the president and allow the president more time to see to the realization of all the goodies he has for them.
Despite pleas, persuasion, warnings, and subtle threats from state and non-state actors, the organizers of the planned protests have remained resolute, declaring that they will occupy Nigeria as scheduled. Omoyele Sowore is one of the organizers, who is the convener of the Revolution Now movement and a former presidential candidate. He says protests are non-negotiable.
What is paramount is that everybody has agreed that there must be protest. So whether you're protesting for or against, this is the real deal. But it is my understanding that the fake ones will fizzle out and the real protests will commence solidly on August 1st.
Sowore says Nigerians are determined to end bad governance and called on the youths to resist oppression, corruption, mismanagement, and incompetence.
I want to say to them that this is not just a protest, it's a revolt against a system that has pulverized them and has destroyed their self-esteem and dignity. But most importantly, they should also understand that it's a historical duty. And so this is a torch-passing ceremony for the Nigerian youth.
The planned protests, backed by several groups, is scheduled to take place in 35 states and the capital, Abuja. Organizers of the protests have several demands, including fuel price reductions, the release of end SARS detainees, and for the government to address insecurity and hunger. Adora Sydney Jack is the Executive Director, Gender Strategy Advancement International. She says proper dialogue can halt the protest.
I do not think that, you know, two wrongs make a right. However, I also believe that there is a need for engagement. Nigerians have said we want to engage through protest. It is now based and, well, at the president's feet to decide what he will do with his conversation and his engagement going forward. Will he engage the Nigerian young people frontally? That's for him to decide.
Nigeria is suffering its worst cost of living crisis in a generation following reforms brought in by President Bola Tinubu's government after coming into power in May last year. The government removed a popular fuel subsidy to invest savings in infrastructure development. Economists say the reforms are aimed at making Nigeria more self-reliant and its economy more efficient. For VOA News from Abuja, Nigeria.